Let's press pause. I've got a 5-minute Jesus for you. Marianne was a local Jewish woman in Galilee whose daughter, Jaitha, was struck down by a terrible fever. In the ancient world, this was often a death sentence. Marianne went to a Jewish holy man and asked for a special blessing. The sage prepared an amulet, a kind of good luck charm with special words expertly written out. And these were to be said repeatedly over Jaitha in the hope that God would hear and heal her. Marianne could never have imagined that centuries later, we would find her amulet on the eastern side of Lake Galilee. I've viewed it several times in the small but beautiful Golan Heights Museum. And you've been with me, haven't you, Director Mark? I think the first time I saw it was with you.
Yeah, I remember it well, and I know what you're going to say now.
Yeah, of course you do. We catch a glimpse in this amulet into the real-life terror of illness in the ancient world and of a parent's longing for the welfare of the child. Here are the words translated from Aramaic. A good amulet to heal Jaitha, the daughter of Marianne, from the fever and the shiver and the evil eye. Abrasaks ya ya yahu ayayayayayay kuku 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 sisisisisisisis. I'm not making this up, by the way. In the name of I am who I am, amen, amen, silah. A good amulet to drive out the fever and the shiver and the hectic fever from Jaitha, the daughter of Marianne. In the name of Kariel, Kaziel, Zariel, sisisisisisisisisisisisisis. In the name of kakakakakakakakak. And it goes on. The strange repetition of nonsensical words and letters here was part of a widespread belief at the time that specially crafted incantations could win the favour of the Almighty. The contrast with Jesus of Nazareth could hardly be greater. For one thing, Jesus explicitly critiqued this kind of praying. In his introductory remarks to the so-called Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," and so on. I would love to have seen a debate between Jesus and the holy man who gave Marianne her amulet. But more than that, instead of complicated prayers and blessed trinkets, Jesus in the Gospels simply spoke and people were healed. On one occasion, as Jesus was preaching in the synagogue in Capernaum, a man said to be demon-possessed screams out, "What do you want of us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" Jesus simply says, "Be quiet." And the man falls down instantly in his right mind. No rituals, no amulets, just a word. And then we're told Jesus leaves the synagogue and he goes to the home of Peter, one of his key disciples. And Peter's mother-in-law is sick in bed with a fever. Jesus speaks a word and she's immediately well. In fact, the text says she gets right up and makes everyone dinner. There was no rest for women in the ancient world, or much today either. By sundown, a virtual doctor's waiting room has sprung up right in the middle of Capernaum, we're told. The whole town is at the door with their sick. And with a word or a touch, Jesus heals them all. Go check it out toward the end of Luke chapter 4. This is striking in an ancient context. I talked a couple of episodes ago about the evidence for Jesus' healings compared with the evidence for other miracle workers in the ancient setting. Check out the episode on Bede. Spoiler, there is a weird amount of historical evidence for Jesus alone. But my point here is that while healing in the ancient world very often took the form of magic, amulets, special words, sleeping in temples, and so on, the striking thing about Jesus was that it all apparently happened with a word or a touch. The impression we're left with is that this is someone who doesn't have to manipulate the physical forces through the intermediary of spells, incantations, and placation rituals. This is someone in charge of the physical forces. It's like they're his. You can press play now.